Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse Magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Today, we're talking to the man behind the music on Adventures in Odyssey, John Campbell.
John has been composing for Odyssey since 1987. His first composition for the show was the opening theme song. Now, he hasn't scored every episode, but he's done more than 500 episodes since then.
He's created music for everything from intense Novacom episodes to goofy kids radio stories to dramatic adventures in the Imagination Station. Let's chat with him now.
It's a real pleasure to welcome you back to the podcast, John. So thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I know we had you on a previous podcast where we talked about how you got involved with Odyssey and the creation of the theme song. But today we want to delve in more deeply into the process of how you create music specifically for each episode. So first off, do you listen to an Odyssey show before you compose the music for it, or you just kind of work the cues that the sound guys give you?
That's a great question, and it has a number of answers. I'll put the audio file up into an audio track and just listen to it, because it's really important, especially musically, that I listen. If I don't know some of the characters, it's really important that I listen to their voice. I want to be able to capture that musically. But in terms of approaching a cue, I will not, and I have said this for years, I normally don't want to read through the script.
Oh.
Because I want to write music of what I'm feeling. It's the anticipation, like, what's going to happen? I don't know. Let me write a piece like that that says, I don't know what's happening. So I get to enjoy the story as I go. Sometimes I will write, you know, create a theme for a character or create a theme for a certain situation that's happening. So every time we come back to the scene and to a specific storyline, there is a motif or a musical theme, mm-hmm. that people go, oh, we're going back to this particular story. You know, if there's three or four storylines going on at the same time.
Wow. Hmm.
Let's talk about the specific music cue, John. How do you go about composing that? Do you do it instrument by instrument? And how do you decide which instrument you're going to use?
Well, the way most composers in this digital age, we have music programs, and we have a bunch of tracks, and each one of those tracks has specific instruments on them. And I've got lots and lots of libraries of single instruments, you know, but from around the world in different periods. I have, you know, lutes and harpsichords, but I also have like Russian zithers and, you know, German bagpipes. I mean,
wow.
I have everything. So I can always grab a certain sound and say, hey, we're doing a show in Japan or China.
Sure.
And so I can grab, you know, certain instruments that are Japanese, but I need to play them the way a live player would play that instrument to make it realistic sounding versus just playing it like a piano player.
Right. It's cool that you have so many unusual instruments at your fingertips, but I know specifically in the Thanks-Taking story, we asked you to play a rather unusual instrument, the human body, because there were some of the cues where they wanted mouth noises. So let's hear a clip of that. Okay, so I've got to ask, where did the sounds come from? Because it kind of sounds like you recorded the last camping trip I went with a bunch of my guy friends.
So what you were just heard, there was a funky little flute sound. It was actually, I went down to the toy store and bought a bunch of toy instruments, a toy trumpet, a toy recorder, some funky drums, and some like little toy piano. And I sampled all that stuff.
Wow.
And so when I add all that in, it just sounds like a really funky score. And then and when I add traditional instruments, like if I add the strings or, a low brass thing, it just gives it a really interesting sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another time you did that, John, was there was a funny sound effect you did for the Bible Network, that episode. This is for the opening to the game show, Who's the Real Sheep?
Ha!
Your music is one of the few things you can completely pull out of the episode, and it is entertaining all by itself. This is a landmark day. I don't know if you knew this, but today we've released a soundtrack album in the Odyssey Adventure Club. So now fans can hear just the music from these special episodes. Do you have a show that you've done for the club, or maybe that you've done for Odyssey in general, that you're especially proud of?
There's a number of shows that I've done that have been a lot of fun, and they kind of stick in my mind. Shows like Pinocchio, where it was literally wall to wall music, because it was so much. Well, first of all, it was a challenge and fun, but it was so animated, and a show like that requires a lot of animated music. To follow along. So, you catch the jokes because, Jay, who's our character, who plays Pinocchio, he's so quick and funny. I wanted to make sure that I caught his jokes musically at the very end, just a little, sting of some sort, to kind of just add to his humor. And, there was one that I was thinking of that it's by, it was called The Lone Lawman. Mm-hmm. Which was a takeoff on an old radio show. In those years back when they did those particular shows, they would always have two or three breaks in the show, and they would the sponsor of the show would always have a little commercial about their product. And so the guys thought up when they were writing it of having some little commercials, make believe sponsors. The one which was, it was called the Colombian Coffee Bean Song. And I just really get a kick out of playing it. The old time radio guys, they would have maybe like a quartet singing four-part harmony and then an announcer. And since I don't have a quartet just laying, standing around or waiting to sing, I wanted to do all the parts, or I needed to do the parts. And so that particular one, it's all harmony, but it's all me singing. So it was a lot of fun to do.
I can't imagine a setup like that without playing it. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Colombian coffee bean, ooh-wah. Colombian coffee bean.
Whenever I'm faced with a difficult decision, I always make the right choice if I first relax with a pot of freshly brewed Colombian coffee.
I'm a Colombian coffee bean and I taste good. But sometimes I get sad since I'm misunderstood. You should drink me when you're happy and with lots of food. Not just when you're in a grumpy mood. Cause coffee's good for all occasions. Not only tax evasion.
That's great. Well, John, before we leave Pinocchio, let's hear another clip of the show, first without music.
That's far.
I'll tell you what, little buddy. I'm gonna fly you there, man. I got a soft spot for father-son reunions ever since Kid Creole. Hop aboard!
Sweet! Okay, Rudolph, full power.
Viva Las Vegas! TCB!
Nate Jones was the sound designer for this episode. What did he tell you about the music for that scene?
He didn't need to tell me anything, because when he said Viva Las Vegas, that's Jess Harnell kind of doing a takeoff on Elvis.
Right.
And, there was a movie Viva Las Vegas. So I did a takeoff on that particular song.
Well, let's hear it again. And this time let's hear it with your music.
That's far.
I'll tell you what, little buddy, I'm going to fly you there, man. I got a soft spot for father-son reunions ever since Kid Creole. Hop aboard.
Sweet. Okay, Rudolph. Full power.
Viva Las Vegas, TCB.
The pigeon took flight and was soon soaring so high that Pinocchio could almost touch the clouds. They soared over mountains and past forest glades, skirted desert plains, and spied more than one waterfall. In no time at all, they reached the seashore.
Here you are, Pinocchio. Follow that dream, baby.
Nice job. That was very good.
Oh, man. Jess is the king on that, though. I mean, he really is. He just brings this energy whenever you hear him. And so it's just fun to be able to write music and add that energy, try to have as much energy, but underneath it just to anticipate what he's saying.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Your music just it boosts the scene to the next level. And like you said, matching that energy for energy and having it really help tell the story is so much of what you do. In fact, earlier you mentioned using that whole leitmotif approach where a character has their own theme music. And especially in the bigger shows like Green Ring Conspiracy, you had some really interesting music for Buck Oliver. So why don't we hear a clip of Buck's theme right now? So how do you decide when to give a character a specific musical theme?
In the case of Buck, we have a background story on him. Because mm-hmm. Buck, I believe, was from the Deep South. And Buck is a kid who actually doesn't have any parents. And you'll hear him on subsequent shows. But when we first were introduced to Buck, I wanted to give, because he's got kind of a twang in his voice.
Right.
So I wanted to give kind of an old Deep South twang. And so I wanted to use more American or Americana instruments, acoustic guitars, dobro, maybe a fiddle sound. Again, sampled sounds, mm-hmm. but play them like you would hear like in a bluegrass style. And, you know, now Buck actually, I'm not sure if I actually wrote him a melody type theme, quote unquote. I think what I did was I took those instruments and the way I played them immediately gave the impression, oh, we're going to talk to Buck, and that's who Buck is. That it says so much about him. So it's more of a feel, a sound, so that we know we're talking to Buck. I've done the same thing with other characters, if they're, you know, the bad guys or the good guys, particularly on shows where, you know, we've got a hero. Mm-hmm. I might write a heroic theme and play variations where, you know, he's like, "Hero, I've come to save the day." And it's big, bombastic fanfare. And then maybe the same theme underneath him when he's talking, but just have that melody underneath him. So it just supports who that guy is. Or yeah. That guy or gal is.
Yeah, John, you know, we were listening to playback on album 59 not long ago, and I think it was the last episode. It was where they were at the Let's Get Together Festival, and there was a lot of bouncing around, and we weren't sure exactly where we were going to be, but I distinctly remember every time we were going to go to Connie, and it was coming from a Candid Conversations perspective, I knew before a person said a word that that was going to be it, and that is credited to your music.
And thank you, and that's a perfect textbook example, because in that particular show, Connie was playing the interviewer.
Right.
And so we have a, Candid Conversations with Connie theme. I wanted to write it so that whenever you heard it, the first two or three notes, boom, you knew, oh, it's going to be Connie, and she's in her interview mode.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And not only do you have to change the scenes in Odyssey with your music, but sometimes your music has to change the time period. I know the Odyssey Adventure Club show Drake the Cosmic Copper was set in the distant future, so let's hear a little sampling of a cue you did for that show. All right, so tell us about that music, because you got a hero in that show, you got the distant future. What all went into that?
Right, yeah. Well, what I did was I found a number of effect sounds. And then with the orchestra, I wanted to have these powerful chords. But the way the chords were very, I guess I could say, futuristic. But, you know, this big, huge brass and string pads and choir sounds. So it was almost like this futuristic, totally different from our normal lives today. So a lot of fun to put those things together.
Mm-hmm. So which ones offered an unusual challenge, but that you really liked the way they turned out?
Well, yeah, again, there's so many, But, you know, off the top of my head, thinking about The Lone Lawman again, it was a fun westernized show, kind of a spoof or a takeoff on The Lone Ranger. And the opening fanfare getting us into the show, that was a particular fun.
Love it. Anything else that comes to mind?
Well, let's see here. One I was thinking of was a show called The Labyrinth.
Oh yeah,
it was a series, but it was based in Europe, and it was more actiony, but more low underscore evil. And there were a couple of cues there that I had fun doing because I really enjoyed doing groove oriented underscore action underscore.
That one does have that really cool feel to it. Maybe anything else? I mean, there's so many different styles. So like you said, it's really hard to pick one.
There are. Yeah. And when the writers, you know, get this wild thought and they go with this crazy show, those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one. It's called Push the Red Button. and it was a really fun show. There were some really fun cues in that particular show as well. And just was fun again for me to do something outside of Odyssey, you know, another bag of tricks.
Right.
Oh, that's great. Well, John, it has been great catching up with you and hearing a little bit more about those Adventure Club episodes now that we have a soundtrack available. I have been enjoying it for weeks, and it really does showcase your talents and the unique character and personality that you give each episode.
Well, I so appreciate the opportunity. I mean, and I've said this before, Odyssey, I've been writing this show, you know, from the onset. And this is by far my favorite project to work on. Not just, you know, writing the music, but the cast and crew are all my closest friends. We've all been friends for a long time. And so it is truly an honor to be a part of this and to be able to come back. And thanks for letting me talk about and kind of be able to go back and reminisce about some of the music that I've written over the years.
Oh, we appreciate it. And those club stories transport our fans all over the world, and your music really does play a huge part of that. So thank you so much. You can hear John's music in hundreds of episodes, including the latest club adventure, Pinocchio, The Tale of a Foolish Puppet. Part 1 is available now, and Part 2 is on its way next month.
And if you just want to enjoy John's music by itself, check out the Season 1 soundtrack at oaclub.org.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family. You can visit us online at witsend.org or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.